Hello again. Welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith, and Look and See is that place on the web where I publish a handful of photographs on a daily basis where those photographs have been taken that day. And today it was Serendipity Day, just bits and pieces of photographs that I took as I moved around. Today's Monday, November the 1st. Bit of a milder day today, not quite as chilly as previous days, 6 to 24 Celsius, 42 to 75 Fahrenheit. Pretty cloudy though, off and on. Looks a bit like a storm at times, but nothing eventuated. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the accompanying website can be found at las.new-england.net.au. Well, as I said, serendipity prevailed. I didn't have a theme in mind today as I moved around taking some photographs. So the first photograph started off as just a landscape, a space between a couple of trees, which can be seen to the extreme left and right of the photograph. But what I ended up doing afterwards was making a 100% crop from the photograph, which means that what you see is actually only a small part of the original photograph, much enlarged. And this means that the photograph looks a little bit fuzzy, a little bit hazy and flat. But I quite like the effect. It reminds me of a dirty oil painting of the 19th century, where the painting just needs a bit of a cleaning and it would reveal its bright, vibrant colours again. The thing that I noticed really was the volcanic plug. I was aiming to take a photograph of the volcanic plug, but the rest of the vista in front of it was also, it turned out to be quite interesting. The volcanic plug is that conical object to the right of center. There's a largish building immediately in front of it. That old building's the old Armadale Teachers College, with its large columns at the front, at the north side of the building. But because of the telephoto lens being used, not a very powerful one albeit, the volcanic cone looks like it's just behind the very large building, whereas it's about the same distance again between the building and me. So I'm 6 kilometres, about 4 miles from that large building, and the volcanic plug is 12 kilometres, roughly 8 miles, between me and it. Moving to the next photograph, it's of blackened bark on a wattle tree, an acacia. These trees don't live very long, 20 to 30 years, and they can be a bit of a hazard because they will dry out and snap at the slightest provocation. This one has a bit of history to it by the looks of it. There's some borer debris, some little grub is in there boring out the tree. The debris is on the left hand side, and from the center top down is some resin oozing and dripping. So there's probably not too many years left for that tree. The next photograph, some cones forming. Give them another several months and they'll drop to the ground. Quite like the composition of that photograph. It's probably not classically excellent, but there's something about it that's reasonably appealing. The branch going from left to top right, with the three cones forming off it centrally. The next photograph, a tranquil scene as I was driving home tonight, crossing the Gera River. It was quite dark. The reflections of those trees, sort of equally spaced left to right, had an appeal, and the reflection top to bottom also was quite appealing. I think it was topped off by the clouds, the dark patchy clouds giving it a bit of moodiness. The river scene itself was quite tranquil, the water flowing slowly over the causeway. It's one of the first times that I've been able to walk across the causeway over the past several weeks because of the height of the water across it after the recent rains. And finally, for today, a scene as I closed the gate onto our property. These angry looking clouds weren't quite angry enough to produce a storm. They have this interesting blue tinge to them, with on the horizon a pinky red tinge to some clouds there. Well, that's my handful of photographs for the day. Nothing of a special note, but serendipity prevailed. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to send me an email, the address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks for listening. Thanks for viewing. Hope you manage to find time to do the same another day. Bye for now.